This is Lisa Caracato, and I am reading The Adventures of a South Pole Pig, Chapter 25. That night, Flora was awakened by a small furry paw tapping her ear. "Get up," whispered Sophia. Was it time to get hitched to the boat already? Flora rose immediately and silently followed Sophia out of the cave. Someone else was outside, too. It was Oscar. A light snow was falling. "Come on," Oscar sniffed the air. "We have a lot to do tonight." Finally, a pulling adventure. Flora's heart soared as they crept along through camp. She noticed the packed-up makeshift sled. They were awake even earlier than the rescue crew. "Where are we going?" she asked. No one answered. She followed the two dark shapes in front of her. They seemed to know what they were doing. The falling snow had turned into tiny ice pellets that made a hissing sound on the ground and a patter on her coat. The cold began seeping into her body, but Flora was determined not to complain. It was strange to see Sophia outside of the cave. Her soft feet seemed to float above the surface of the snow. "Where are we going?" Flora asked again. Oscar stopped to listen and sniff the air. "We're trying to find the right place." Sophia sat and chewed some ice from between her paws. "And trust me, this isn't it." Oscar shook himself, sending out a spray of ice. Flora had to close her eyes as pellets bounced off her snout. "Hey," said Sophia, "thanks a lot. We have enough ice falling out of the sky without your throwing more in our faces." "Sorry," Oscar mumbled and started moving. Flora trotted behind her friend and thought again about how unusual it was to see Sophia outside, away from her blanket. "Did you say the right place?" asked Flora. "The right place for what?" "For you." Oscar didn't stop this time. "Oh," Flora looked around. She couldn't see how one place in all this flat whiteness was any different from another place, or different from camp. "You're getting behind," called Sophia. "Hurry up." Flora hustled. "Why do I need a place?" The only answer was the hiss of sleet on snow. She tried to puzzle it out. Oscar wouldn't bring them out in the cold at night unless this was important. And Sophia wouldn't be out unless... Flora couldn't imagine what would make Sophia take a walk on a night like this. Oh, wait. Of course, Oscar was sick. That was it. Oscar was too sick to pull the boat sled, and Sophia must have agreed to help prepare Flora to take his spot. Someone would have to be trained to handle the lead dog duties. They wanted to do this away from the others where Oscar wouldn't be embarrassed. Flora felt a shimmy rising up in her and quickly pushed it down. She felt like kicking and prancing, but she kept walking. This was serious business. She couldn't let her friends know she suspected anything. They must have been working this out during her morning romps. Maybe every sled dog or sled puller had to go through special training, and lead dogs probably had the toughest preparation of all. With growing excitement, Flora imagined herself in the lead position. She hoped the other dogs wouldn't be too upset that they weren't chosen. She'd have to be careful to appear humble and respectful of her less qualified brothers. Oscar looked around and gave her an encouraging nod. Flora felt dizzy. She put her head down and concentrated on walking. She was up for this. She wouldn't disappoint them.